Thank you to our guest. Thanks to Mark Deeks. I now want to hear him say dreadful about any sports situation I find, well, dreadful. Thanks also to our other guests who joined us. Of course, Ian Happ. If you missed that, you can listen on the Rewind app or the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. And Jim Bowden, who still says Kyle Tucker's number for his contract is going to start with a 6. Thanks to our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. Thanks to Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell for being our video producers on Twitch. And thanks to Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel for joining us for this story about Marshall going to Red Lobster.
So I was asking in the break, when have you guys been to Red Lobster last? And I think the consensus is, I don't remember because it's been that long, right?
I do like that the new CEO, at least the person who's fronting it, is out here like, look, we know things have been messed up. Here are the things that we know that you like, and they're going to still be here. And then we're going to add some new stuff as we see fit.
And then we're going to load this property up with debt and close a bunch of stores and blame the middle class. No, wait, no, that was the last
people. Right, they just finished that part.
Yeah, the venture capitalism part of it is come to a pause, if not a completion. So we wanted to support the new CEO and his ideas. And my friend, Brandon Pope, who some of you guys know.
El Presidente.
El Presidente, Uncle Prez, as I call him. He's like, all right, we're going to go to Red Lobster. So I came, worked here at BetQL, and afterwards I caught the Orange Line and got off at Pulaski, the stop before the airport on the Orange Line, to Midway. And I walked 3 blocks to Red Lobster. And it was such an experience because the whole time I'm thinking about, I haven't had a cheddar biscuit in so long. I wonder if they're going to hit the same. And let me tell you something.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits,
The Cheddar Bay biscuit hit like it was 1998. And I was out here. Woo! I had 5 of them. We had set, because I was on BetQL before, the Better Angle with Kate Constable. We had set the over-under, because that's what you do on that particular show, is set over-unders and guess over-unders.
BetMGM.
BetMGM, yeah, sorry. Four and a half.
And you hit 5. The over.
I hit the over. I hit
on
the over.
Biscuits.
But let me tell you about the condition of this. We go in, they ran out of napkins. That's one.
Ooh.
So we had to go to the bathroom and get paper towels.
I don't like it.
It's a cloth napkin situation, ideally.
So
right?
I thought, but also the dishwasher was broken, so we had plastic cups.
Don't like it.
Oh, troubles.
And then
this is not a fast casual situation.
Plasticware.
Don't like it.
But the food hit. And it was
Marshall, would you like to know of a place where you could get all of the things that you missed out on and an elevated version of the Cheddar Bay biscuit?
I would like to know this.
You had me at elevated version of the Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Yes.
Swift and Sons.
Okay.
Over by Wrigley, there's one over there.
I didn't have a Cheddar Bay biscuit. The
Fulton Market one.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I haven't had the Cheddar Bay biscuit.
If you know,
how
you know.
How are we doing this wrong?
Well,
if
really?
You know, you know.
Well, now I do know.
And I can tell you that a bunch of the managerial class over there are big listeners to the station. What? So you guys should go over there.
You know,
I heard you guys got elevated Cheddar Bay biscuits in your bread basket.
Hello, I am Layla. You know me. I will have your Cheddar Bay biscuit. I don't see this ending well for me. I really don't.
I am a fine. I'm a devotee of biscuits in large part because my wife is a big fan of such things. So I travel around the city and hunt for the best. And I got to say, Virtue. Down by you.
Virtue is
in
really
Hyde Park,
good.
Their biscuit is unbelievably good.
I agree.
I love that.
That might be the best that I've experienced. Bang Bang Pie and Biscuits, the pie shop up there on California near Armitage.
Yep.
Absolutely killing when it comes to pie and biscuits.
They're
as well.
Wonderful. Like, the lemon meringue pie and the key lime pie this time of year. Yeah. Aw.
Go back to the biscuits.
Nothing
though.
Better.
Yeah.
So like just a buttermilk biscuit, like a.
Yeah, just buttermilk. You don't need the cheddar.
I'm a biscuit connoisseur.
Yeah, wait, have you not been
to Virtue? Virtue is exquisite.
Wait, you haven't been to Bang Bang Pie?
No, I haven't. But I'm gonna.
We gotta go.
I'm taking notes. I'm gonna put that in my notes app.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you go
now.
When you go to Swift and Sons and you go sit down and they're like, hey, and they bring you the bread, like just be like, hey, can I have more of these little things? And they're like, oh, these?
Yeah.
I'm like.
I was just talking about Firehouse over there in the South Loop. Their bread that they give you once you order is like these little brioche buns that are homemade with everything spiced, like an everything bagel on the top. Just unbelievable. Is there anything better than warm bread at dinner with butter?
Is anything more dangerous than warm bread at dinner?
Let's I end go. Up eating too much of the bread.
Yes! Agreed. And, yes! And there are times where you go, the bread could have been a meal. Yeah. And it would have been just fine.
I always love the Sebastian Maniscalco bit about when he goes to a Passover Seder and you have to wait for like a good hour and a half to get your food because it's a service before it's the meal. And he's like, I'm Italian. If there's not bread on the table within 4 minutes, we lose our minds.
If I'm keeping it a buck, at Red Lobster, I ate more bread than anything else in the Cheddar Bay Biscuits. And I just had the blackened salmon with mashed potatoes and broccoli. But my boy, B. Pope, had the seafood boil, which is their new big thing that they're bringing out. And he crushed it. I was impressed. The crush was on. The man crushed the food. I was like, oh, it's like that? Bag of bones?
I also think that that's a pretty smart pivot considering who Red Lobster is marketing.
Who's that?
You know who. Who they're marketing to. And considering the growth in crab boil places around the United States, it's a good pivot by them.
I, for one, think there are not enough crawfish, any kind of dishes in the United States. I need more crawfish etouffee in my vicinity. And I don't care that I live in Chicago. I need to make this happen for America.
That's definitely a Hyde Park thing.
I am a fan. I think more crawfish boils in general are better.
I just like food, but I can't eat shellfish because of the gout.
Oh.
High impurines. Can't do that.
I didn't know if it was like needed an EpiPen for
no, no, no.
Oh, it's not, shellfish, yeah.
Not
yeah.
an EpiPen situation for me, but it's like one level down from the EpiPen situation because if I get the gout outbreak.
I once...
See, that's good intentional stabbing, the EpiPen.
I saw them in Elbow Room.
That is.
Intentional stabbing?
No, gout outbreak.
Oh, okay.
They were fantastic.
And members of gout outbreak?
I saw intentional stabbing open for them. Do you know I once did a... a parody song to the tune of Shout by
Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears.
But Gout?
Gout, yeah.
What
gout.
Were the, like, do you remember any of the lyrics? Like,
gout, no shellfish and trout.
That's it. That's perfect, actually.
Because both, there were three people, Dan McNeil, Jay Zawoski, and my father all suffered from gout. It was a common topic.
Gout.
Yeah. Yo. That's Don Zimmer saying dugout, but we cut out the duh part. Remember when Zimmer had like players, clubhouse, dugout with that. That's just Zimmer saying gout.
Gout.
So for me, I've had it. I was diagnosed with it like 7 years ago. What I learned is you can be healthy, you can do all the things, you cannot outrun your genes. And it was a completely genetic thing. I do certain things now to account for it and try to eliminate.
I think Mr. David has to deal with gout too, and that guy like runs 5 miles a day.
He does. I've seen him in the midst.
Can he outrun his genes? He
could not outrun.
Got to wash genes. Them so they're not standing up on their own and moving around on their own.
That's one
man.
Way to do it.
Yeah, that's one option.
Scrub jeans is a thing.
I enjoyed Judge Rahimi being back. Caso Cerrado, Para Estrella Leila, because. You were saying case closed on everything today.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I said.
Every time, like, I was watching you guys on Twitch.
Because people were like, how do you not know what June Swoon is? And I'm like, I haven't covered good baseball teams.
Case closed.
You have to win to have a June Swoon. Three straight 100 loss point. Seasons for the Astros.
I went to Robust. I'm listening to the beginning of Five on it. Case closed. I was like, okay, let's go, Judge.
What was our fight?
Let's go, first? Judge.
I don't remember that either.
You blacked out during your radio show today twice.
Well, we do it every day.
A listener who hates us was like, Lily, you said the Bulls didn't draft Coby White. No, I said that the current Bulls front office didn't draft Coby White.
Thank that listener for listening.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people just listen to then lie about what we say, but that's 2025.
Hey, man, like,
they're like,
listen.
Didn't you say this thing you never said? No, there's actually tape of me saying the thing I actually said. No, I know you said that.
I appreciate
it's
a good
got hate listen. Some Bart Simpson.
Character.
Yeah, there's some Bart
That's
Simpson.
A crying, character. Fragile Twitter account.
That could also be the handle of a Twitter account.
That's Many a good character. Yeah. I dig it.
That's why I like calls. At least you're talking to somebody. You know, like, there's a conversation happening there. Or the text line where people are funny.
The calls are usually nicer even if they disagree with the point that you're making. The texters are just, the whole anonymity thing allows people to just.
I love when callers disagree.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's where it is, man.
But they usually do it in a in a reverent way.
Like, because they have to be human. Because you can't.
You don't have to be human when you can go to bot form.
Exactly.
Bot I mean, mode. Think about the effort it takes for you to even answer a phone call these days. Mm-hmm. To actually still call us and talk. Yeah, I know, I applaud those
It's
people.
Jarring when you look down and see that your friend's actually calling you.
So do you feel some type of way when people call you?
I always feel like it's an emergency.
Yeah, like
That's how I feel. Yeah. Someone's been arrested, someone died.
I've lately been re-engaging with the phone call because it's nice to talk to somebody.
Because there's levels, right? There's the text, there's the phone call, and then there's the video call, aka FaceTime. And like, depending on not getting someone telling me beforehand that they're going to call me, I react very specifically to different, like, Understood. Only my mom, dad, brother, and sister really, and no, like my three
Marshall,
best friends.
We gotta go. Alex Kuhn is drunk with power.
I know, right?
I know.
He gets the promotion, and now he's just like, you'll break when I tell you to break. Like, I'm in charge or something like that.
But we do Nico Horner on, right. And then things are all crazy.
Exactly.
Wait,
right.
How's the pizza? What's happening?
We're going to find out.
We're going to play Sahadev Sharma's take on Nico's pizza for Nico. I can't wait.
Yeah, we've got that coming up on the show. Tom Hamilton, Speaks' guy, is going to be on the show at 3:25. We'll get a preview of Cleveland. And there's some other things we need to talk about on today's show, too, like how Ace Bailey should make us all sit and think about things. All of that is coming up with a little conversation about the Cubs before Nico, after Tanny's Open, which is next on The Score.
The segment is sponsored by Jewel Osco.